We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Pirates broadcaster Joe Block, who's on our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline. Giuseppe, good morning.
Buongiorno. I love it. Good morning, guys.
What a game for Stephen Brault. I remember when we used to go to spring training, Kevin.
Missed that one, too.
Yeah, we missed that one, too. Mm-hmm. Stephen was such a great person to talk to, such a talented man. I mean, he's a musician and a writer, and he's funny. And finally, it all came together for him last night at PNC Park.
And you know, you think of all the different things he could do. One of the things that he'd been doing on the mound, according to him, was thinking too much. So he didn't think yesterday. He just went out and threw.
What was that quote?
That was a perfect quote. Yeah, what'd he say?
What'd he say? Oh,
yeah, something that was, he was like a pitching machine or a machine thrower. I don't know.
Freaking
like
monster on the mound.
Oh,
is,
yeah.
And he was, too. And
freaking pitching monster.
It's, explain for the fans, Joe, why in this day and age especially, and I'm not talking about the pandemic, I'm just saying in general, it's so rare for a pitcher to complete a game.
Well, I mean, usually there's handcuffs on pitchers in an effort, I suppose, to keep him healthier, you know. But he only threw 110 pitches, which his pitch count in the eighth inning, what he threw after eight innings, was what he had thrown in the start before in four innings. So one thing that has to also be done is, in baseball parlance, pitch efficient, which means, all right, let's get some quick outs and let's move this game right along, which I think everybody enjoys. You want to see the players utilize their skills defensively, run the bases, all that kind of stuff. So it makes for a more enjoyable game, no matter who's winning. But that's what he did. He just threw strikes. He as best he could, threw it and wanted every pitch to be an out, which his thought was, okay, go ahead and hit it. You're going to hit it at somebody, and you're going to mess yourself out. And he did. They only had two singles the whole night. So that's the kind of baseball that I think everybody enjoys. And it just shows you what Stephen Brault is capable of. So it's great for him because he is such a wonderful person to be around.
He is.
And all of his teammates were there hugging him and stuff. So it was great.
And how big of a lift is that for the entire team after, what, eight straight games of losses?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we all go to work in an environment, I'm talking about the world as a whole, and you don't win or lose a day. There's no definitive, you know, everyone has bad days. Everyone has good days at work. But you don't definitively win or lose. You know, very few professions have that. So to have an L put on you for eight straight days, and you're thinking, man, when's the next one going to come? And then all of a sudden, it's the most crisply well-played game that the Pirates have had all year, and probably by a good margin, and it just erases everything. And you have this good feeling again for the guys that have been putting in the work all year. So it was fun and entertaining last night. It was definitely a blast to be around.
Yeah, and even though they lost, Joe, on Wednesday, the pitching was good. They just couldn't score runs. These are the challenges. I know everybody says number one thing to have a good team is to have the consistent pitching. Then you got to be able to hit. So sitting back here, and we're already coming down the stretch of this shortened season, what are the takeaways for fans who don't throw in the towel and say, I'm not giving up on the Bucks?
Well, the good thing is you get to quickly move through this season, which has not gone well for the Pirates. It's only 60 games, and there are 11 more left. So, but you get to start anew next season. This team, I'm being honest, has played, in terms of what they've played like, have played about as poorly as any team you'll see. I don't think it talent-wise it matches up. I really don't. And I think a lot of guys did not play this season so far. I mean, we saw a turnaround last night. Maybe it turns around in the final, you know, 1/6 of the season. But guys played poorer than they are expected to and have in the past. And so I think the team will be better next season. I think the team will be a lot more competitive. And then we'll see what they do in terms of making changes and things like that. But I don't think that, you know, next season is going to be the World Series year. You never know. But I think it's going to be way closer in the right direction than this year went. So I think there's reason for optimism. You know, I'm an internal optimist. I know everybody's snickering out there, but I really do. I think that they should have played better this year. And they still got a chance to finish a little stronger and make it a better showing this year, because I really do think it's a better team than what they've showed.
Yeah, well, at least we had some baseball. I mean, there was a point where we didn't even think we would have a baseball season. So if we have just an extension of spring training where a new staff is getting to know the players and sort of evaluating everybody, this is just sort of an extension of that. So maybe we'll come back next year and just be, you know, punching on a few more cylinders.
Yeah, Kevin, I'm glad you said that, because that's my perspective. I mean, it is fun to get mad about sports, you know, and get upset. And boy, what a luxury that is! It's really, I think, given us all perspective that is a luxury, just to holler about the teams that we love so much and worry about those things for a little bit. Because, yeah, clearly we're just glad that we've had sports, that sports is back. We're dipping our toes in the water with it, and hopefully by next year, when spring training rolls around in late February, that fans are back in the stands, and we can just kind of put at least much of this pandemic behind us, you know.
Yeah, we got to see Ke'Bryan Hayes, and you know, got to see a few players that we normally wouldn't have, and got to see a little baseball. I love tuning in every night for a few innings.
Little morsels of normalcy for us, especially when you listen on the radio, Joe. Really, you can't tell nobody's there, and it doesn't matter. You just trying to enjoy those moments. And I know everybody has hit the reset button on so many things in their lives, and maybe all of us, you know, that we're taking a lot for granted, have rethought some of that too.
Yeah, I think that's it's been a lesson for everybody. You know, it's this is a humbling experience for so many people, and I just hope that, you know, everybody that's listening is in good health and financially too, because that's obviously been a very trying time for a lot of folks. But yeah, there's something about the game of baseball. It always seems to reflect American life. And so this year it's short and quick and wild and unpredictable. And yeah, I think that's kind of a little bit of what we're going through all right now.
And Joe, I thought of you, and I was thinking, you guys put so much time in season, that the one upside for you is a lot more time with your young children that they and you will never forget.
Well, thanks for saying that. Yeah, it really does mean the world to me. I mean, I wake up every day, you know, they came and tackled me. They're coming up on 5 and 3, so they came and tackled me this morning.
Oh,
and
that's the good stuff, man. That is the good stuff.
Yeah, it was great. It's great to be with them. So thanks for saying that, guys.
You got a doubleheader with the Cards at PNC. Pirates broadcaster Joe Block under Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Thanks again, Joe.
All right. Thanks, guys. Good morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.